Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime show on the entire internet. Let's get straight to the docket. First, an order regarding tomorrow's hearing in the Chad DeBell, Lori Vallow matter. Second, a guy named Jeff has more victims coming forward seeking justice. Third, no charges in the Kenosha shooting. Fourth, another teacher in trouble. More violence in New York. An update on the Wisconsin pharmacist. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for tuning in. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button, hit that little bell so that you receive notifications when we go live or put up new content. And as always, leave me a comment below. I do read them. Now, speaking of going live, we will be going live tonight at Tuesday, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And then we'll be doing our Patreon live show right after that. So please join us. If you haven't become a Patreon member, please do so before we get started. First on the docket, there's an order in the Chad DeBell Lori Vallow matter. As we've stated previously, there's a hearing tomorrow in the Lori Vallow Chad DeBell matter, and it's regarding the hearing to disqualify the prosecuting attorney. The defendant Vallow objected to closing the hearing. And I said when that took place, that's the only thing that I would agree that Mr. Means has done correctly thus far. But Chad DeBell's attorney, Mr. Pryor, as well as the prosecutor, thought that the case should be conducted privately. The hearing should be conducted privately. The court took the matter under advisement. Neither side submitted any further authority as to why the hearing should be closed to the public. As we talked about yesterday, an open courtroom is essential. In fact, it's a constitutional right, a public hearing, a public trial, which means that anybody can walk into a courtroom and sit down. A little more complicated these days, but thank goodness we have Zoom and we have the internet so people can watch from all over the world. It's a good thing when people see what goes on in the courtroom. They shouldn't be closed literally for just about any reason whatsoever. The court agreed with my analysis and said there is a long establishment of cases that Idaho cites to, specifically the Supreme Court case of Press Enterprises Company versus Superior Court of California, a 1986 case. The court further notes that since neither party provided sufficient evidence or argument to outweigh opening tomorrow's hearing, it will be open and open to the public, and we will be there for you. And as we also talked about yesterday, the misdemeanor case for Lori Vallow for basically lying or asking her friend Melanie Gibbs to lie, that's been set out for a jury trial until August 30th and a pretrial on August 17th. Clearly, the felony matter needs to go first. Now, next on the docket, no charges are going to be filed as it relates to the Kenosha police officer, Rustin Shesky, who shot Jacob Blake. Now, for those of you who do not recall, Mr. Blake was at his girlfriend's home and there was a domestic dispute. Mr. Blake didn't cooperate with the police officer on the scene, claimed that he had a knife and was walking towards his car. The officer then shot Mr. Blake some seven times in the back. Mr. Blake survived, but he is in fact paralyzed. The district attorney resolved his felony case that he had pending against him with a misdemeanor and basically probation. Well, the big issue, and we've all really been waiting for, was the officer going to be charged? I don't know exactly the date we discussed this, but I can tell you I didn't think the officer was going to be charged. Why? Because the officer was told that Mr. Blake had a knife, and when he was reaching into the car, specifically into the floorboard, he was reaching for a knife. And guess what? They found a knife. The officer at that point was more than likely justified. Now, do I truly believe that this was not an officer, that the individual would not be charged? Probably not. Let's face it, officers get the benefit of the doubt, whether you like it or not. In this particular case, the officer is not going to be charged because the district attorney brought in their use of force expert, and the district attorney has concluded that they could not disprove beyond a reasonable doubt that the officer reasonably believed that his life was in jeopardy. Now, the governor had basically called out the National Guard to make sure there wasn't any violence. Hopefully, people understand that destroying things and burning down cities is not going to change anyone's mind. And if you don't like the decision, then you get rid of the elected officials making the decision at the ballot box, not by burning down buildings. We'll see how that goes. Next on the docket, that guy named Jeff. That's right, you know who we're talking about. More women are coming forward and seeking millions of dollars from his estate. And they're seeking literally $20 to $25 million from his estate. The new line of women say that they were basically induced to be his assistant with the allure of getting involved in the modeling industry, and that he, since he had contacts with that, that he would be able to help them. And so these women that went to work for him say that he ultimately secluded them and then did bad things to them. And now that Mr. Epstein is gone, they are all claiming that they need money. Now, don't get me wrong. When you can't get justice through the criminal justice system, what you can do is seek civil remedies, which is the money. That's what you get in civil cases. You get money. Now, a defense attorney, the one from the estate, could have more than likely a field day with these people. But I think that the estate will more than likely try to pay them off to have everyone go away so that they can resolve as many of these matters as expeditiously as possible. Needless to say, Ghislaine Maxwell is named in lots of these cases, and she is delaying signing the dismissals because they want to use it for their tactical advantage in the criminal case. Miss Ghislaine Maxwell still remains in custody. Her bond was denied just last week, so she will stay there until trial. Now is the time. If Ghislaine Maxwell is going to start talking, she needs to start doing it now so that she can cut herself a deal. Now, the question then becomes, even if she provides eyewitness testimony that she saw people of power and influence doing inappropriate things with children, do you think they're going to file charges? Do you think the United States Attorney is going to file charges? We'll have to just wait and see. I think if they wanted to file these charges, they could have done it years ago when they were prosecuting Mr. Epstein down in Florida. But the United States Attorney, who is connected through powerful people, didn't do it. So now it looks a little disingenuous, and it looks like they're trying to cover their tracks for a show trial. We'll just have to wait and see if Miss Maxwell will finally talk. Next on the docket, another teacher is in trouble. And I don't know why we keep having all these female teachers getting in trouble. I don't recall all this stuff going on when I was a student, but perhaps the times have changed. Needless to say, our teacher that is in trouble here today is an Ohio woman who formerly worked as a teacher in Washington, D.C. Well, she was arrested Friday for sexually abusing a boy from 2009 through 2014. Joan Myers, 45, and the victim was apparently, depending on what story you believe, between the ages of 12 and 14 years old when they began their relationship. Apparently, there was an investigation that revealed that the alleged relationship was the subject of two prior youth division investigations that began in 2010 and 2012. Allegations arose in 2010 at Two Rivers and 2012 at different schools. And during the first investigations, reports were made seeing Ms. Myers and the student ZJ holding hands in an alley near the school and seen ZJ kissing the teacher on the cheek twice. During the same investigation, staff members allegedly indicated that there were, quote, intimate encounters, end quote, between Myers and the student. Despite this, the police closed their investigation and it was deemed to be unfounded. Well, needless to say, as time goes on, I'm sure ZJ was in therapy or something, but he brought it to the police department's authority that there was, in fact, a relationship going on and that Miss Myers would provide him with marijuana and alcohol during their brief encounters. Miss Myers states that, yes, there was a relationship, but it didn't begin until the student was 18 years old. Needless to say, Miss Myers is in a world of hurt, and she's probably not going to be a teacher. And you know what people need to do? That's right. Before you want to begin a relationship with somebody, in any relationship that you could possibly imagine, you'd want to go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service so that you can find out if somebody is, say, for example, a registered sex offender. Perhaps they've moved addresses. Why so much movement, you may ask? You're going to get information regarding social media, emails, phone numbers, criminal history, property records, divorce records, and civil judgments. Everything you're going to want to know about somebody that, guess what? They're probably not going to want to volunteer to you. That's right, because they don't want you to know. You should please go to crimetalksearch.com. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, that's right, New York City. Everyone knows New York City is going back to like pre-1980 time period right now, where there is complete chaos and everything is running amok in the city. I guess we can thank the mayor for sure. Well, Brian Thompson, he's 43, and he was charged with multiple counts of robbery, assault, and criminal mischief. And why, you may ask? It's alleged that Mr. Thompson allegedly struck a 56-year-old male, an 18-year-old male, and a 39-year-old female over the head in an unprovoked attack while they were waiting for a subway on the platform. All three had lacerations from the attack, and they were bleeding from the point where the attack occurred. Well, what did he use? That's right, a tree branch. And Thompson then allegedly left the subway station and then attacked another 39-year-old female with the same tree branch. The woman was also found bleeding with her injuries. Thompson kept going, allegedly next approaching a 37-year-old man who was sitting in a parked car. The man exited the vehicle upon Thompson's approach, but left it running. Thompson then got into the driver's seat, speeding down the street where he crashed into two parked cars. Thompson then allegedly got out of the car and broke the back window of a 2006 Ford Taurus, trying unsuccessfully to take it from a female driver. Police say Thompson then kept going on foot until he approached a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee that was driven by a 32-year-old female. Thompson allegedly broke the Jeep's side window and was again unsuccessful at gaining entry. He then approached two pedestrians, a 42-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman, and allegedly attacked them both with the tree branch. The man's arm was broken in the assault, and the woman was left with lacerations and bruising on her leg. Thompson then allegedly approached another vehicle, a 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee. He began to strike the vehicle, causing the victim to exit the vehicle on foot, fearing for his safety. Police were told again that the driver then sped off, Mr. Thompson. Shortly after that, the police spotted the car, and Thompson allegedly lost control of the car, rammed it into an NYPD radio vehicle, and hit a median. Thompson allegedly refused to get out of the stolen car, and officers were forced to break the driver's side window and eventually taser him after he refused multiple lawful orders to comply. Sounds like just another regular day in New York City. Mr. Thompson was taken to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation, and we'll see if we can keep track of him while he moves through the court system. That was quite an evening, robbing, beating, and stealing. Only in New York City. Can't wait to get back there. All right, next on the docket, yesterday we brought you the story about the pharmacist who was being charged with basically destroying a COVID-19 vaccine that was supposed to be kept in cold storage, but he did not do so. In fact, he admitted to removing some 57 vials, which prompted the hospitals to sequester most of the doses because they thought the vaccine was rendered ineffective. Now, the prosecutor already admits he's not sure if these individuals were put in any danger whatsoever. 57 of the 570 doses had gone to individuals, but they're not sure if it was rendered ineffective by the pharmacist's actions. Now, Steven Brandenburg was arrested. He was released on a PR bond. Now, apparently, Mr. Brandenburg admitted to police investigators that he believed in various conspiracy theories and believed that the COVID-19 vaccine was not safe for people and could actually harm them and change their DNA. Obviously, Mr. Brandenburg has been charged with attempted criminal damage to property, and we will see if he is going to be financially responsible. Needless to say, once again, civil matters, they always come in criminal cases. I'm sure the hospital will be sued by the some 57 people that received the vaccine because they're going to have pain and suffering regarding the negligent hiring and or supervision of Mr. Brandenburg, because now they have to get another shot or worry about the effectiveness of the first shot and then getting a second shot as well. So needless to say, tough day for Mr. Brandenburg. If he gets counsel, more than likely you may want to have a competency evaluation done. It's often surprising, but very intelligent people oftentimes do have mental illnesses, and they can become what they refer to as delusional, where they believe that their beliefs so sincerely that it completely overtakes their lives. So we'll see what happens to Mr. Brandenburg. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. We've said it all the time. You simply can't make this stuff up. Well, this gentleman today, his name is Jethro Genius. And that's right, he is definitely a genius by name only. Well, needless to say, after police found a scale and bags containing white and brown substances in the backpack of Mr. Genius, he claimed that it was a bag of sugar and a bag of cornstarch to bake a cake. However, once the police conducted a field test, it revealed that both substances, which weighed a combined 2/3 of a pound, contained ecstasy. In addition to a narcotics trafficking count, Genius was charged with introducing contraband into a detention facility after he allegedly dropped a bag of methamphetamine while in custody at the jail. Now, a couple things can be learned from Mr. Genius. First, if you know you have drugs, keep your mouth shut. I don't know why this is such a difficult concept to believe. Do you think the police are going to take your word that it's baking items? No. If they believe it's drugs, guess what? They're going to test it, just like the officers did in Mr. Genius's case. Not a good day for Mr. Genius. Another thing, Mr. Genius, if you're going to go into a detention facility, they literally have signs up all over the place saying, it's illegal not only to have drugs, but it's illegal to introduce drugs into the facility. Now, I've seen people try to dispose of drugs, firearms. Yeah, that's right. Firearms in the jail that somehow never were found. And they tried to like flush them down the toilet. And what I'm telling you is sometimes it's better to just say, hey, I know you're going to find this out because the entire place is covered by video cameras. Why don't I just let you have this now? I'm not going to say anything else, but you can have this so that you're not introducing it into the jail. Mr. Genius, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And I'm telling you, if you win, you could get a t-shirt that says, not only am I a genius, I'm a dumb criminal as well. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us today. Please join us this evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, as we go live. And then immediately after that, we will do our Patreon live as well. Please join us this evening. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time on Crime Talk.